The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. I'll find it. Hold on. It's in here somewhere. It's always there. Is it the 8th? It's already June 8th. Jesus. Head to Hooters for a burger extravaganza. They have six specialty burgers with fries for just $10. Don't forget to add a Bud Light draft on special all day, every day, all month at Hooters. And then say, hey, Hooters, Bud Light, thanks for sponsoring the Brady Report. Brady Reporter.
Good Tuesday morning to Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Best Friends Day.
All right.
Yay.
Let's call all my friends best friends.
Here's a couple of stats for National Best Friends Day. 48% of Americans said they only have one best friend. But 3 out of 4 people agree it's possible to have more than that.
Well, it kind of goes against the definition of the words being together.
Yeah.
Best friend can't be like 6 people.
Most of us have met our best friend in school. Elementary school and high school are the most popular stages in life to meet them. Only 12% said it happened after college or well after high school.
Wasn't there some sort of weird story you did a long time ago about some schools that are trying to not have best friends because it encourages kids to like class out their friends,
to click
like
up.
To rank them? There was some, a story that was like basically some school that some liberal weird nonsense went on saying, yeah, you don't. They discouraged best friends. They punished you to say best friend.
Starting to classify them.
Yeah, you started to have ranked friends. Like he's my best friend. This is a good friend. And no. You can't have a best friend because that alienates other kids and makes them feel bad. Like, why? Not everybody is going to be best friends. It's weird. Like, we've gotten so strange with that. But, yeah, best friend thing is one person.
Yeah.
You can't have best friend. If you say best friends, you're going to get like 6 or 7 of them. But if this is my best friend, there's one.
Well, that's just it. Best friend is plural.
Best friend.
Or singular.
It's best.
Singular,
right? Anyway, it's best.
It's, yeah.
Your bestie. Yeah. He's my bestie.
19% of people said their dog is one of their best friends.
I think that's true for me. I
think Only 9% said it about cats.
See, I even have, like, as far as my dogs go, like, currently Dutchie's my best friend of all my dogs. All my dogs are great. It doesn't mean that they're less than, but she's like, she's 13 and a half years old. Something about my sweet Dutchie.
That, so she's the favorite.
She's the favorite right now because she's the old lady. I come home, the first thing I do, and no joke, it doesn't matter who's in that house. First thing I do, I run right over to that dog and hug her. Like she's always up on the couch, looks at me, just gives me that look. I'm like, I can't resist this.
Yeah.
I get drawn right in. No person can do that to me on the planet at all. Maybe 2 years ago, Hildy, if she was on the couch, I'd still hug Dutchie first.
Yeah.
Dutchie's more huggable than even Hildy.
We're almost twice as likely to consider our mom a best friend than our dad.
Okay.
43% of people said their significant other is one of their best friends.
Double gay.
That means 57%. Nope.
Yeah, friend. You're not your best friend. It's too many rules. Best friends are cooler. Your best friend will let you look around at other chicks. you don't get into a fight. Like, I don't get in a fight with Stebbings. When we're looking around, and I'm like, geez, the ass on that one. He's like, my God, what about my ass? You never talk about my ass. I'm like, we can't. That's what a best friend's about. Your best friend tells you, I want to take margarine and just rub it up and down her ass crack. That's what best friends talk about. Your wife or husband, they're not best friends. You can't tell them everything. It's disturbing. I don't want to know about that stuff. Your wife telling you about the margarine she plans to put on a guy. Only we can talk about that. Only guy best friends.
You'll be excited about this. A lot of conferences have started using colored wristbands as a way for people to know who's okay with physical contact and who isn't. Red means stay 6 feet away.
No problem.
Yellow means touching elbows is okay. And green means you're okay with things like handshakes, high fives, and hugs.
So society now is a Brazilian steakhouse of emotion.
Yep, a company called Social Band started selling the wristbands last year, but the Wall Street Journal just did a big story on it this week, and they're becoming more popular at big social events like weddings.
I've had that happen at a couple of the ones I've DJed at.
They have?
Yeah, just different bands? Colored bands. If you're comfortable, then you wear like the green band.
Green is go, baby.
Yeah.
Green means just junk me right here in front of everybody.
But it's funny because it starts out that way. Everybody wear a mask and I got my red band on. But by the end of the night, after a few cocktails, there's nobody cares.
It's wrapped around something else.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I learned this from a 13-year-old boy, and I've said that very infrequently about what I'm about to talk about. But rainbow parties?
Yeah.
And they used to wear the bands, and the colors of the bands meant how many girls.
What you're comfortable with.
Kind of. But it was more just like, I got this girl's band and this girl's band and this girl's band. And then they also used to put different colors of lipstick on and make the colors of the rainbow on his pee-pee. And I learned that from a 13-year-old kid when I coached basketball.
I also thought it was code for something that, like,
it meant, like, these are how many girls that I've had do this.
Gotcha, okay.
The bands, the rainbow bands. And then the rainbow parties, which he taught me also, verbally. Orally, we'll say, was that each girl would put a different color of lipstick on, and that was the goal at the night. At the end, the girls were doing
purple.
It. Right. How do you get an indigo girl?
Right.
They don't like wieners.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, the indigo girl is making rainbow on something else. Rainbow trout. It's true. It's an indigo girl. But Roy G. Biv right up on the wing, and I'm like, you're 13. He was a power forward. He scored about 14 points of the 30 points we had every game, so I had to listen to him sometimes. I took him home once, and he told me about rainbow parties in the car. That's going to haunt me someday. I'm going to be that guy in the news going, I barely remember this kid's name. You son of a bitch. I'm like, did you guys talk about rainbow parties? He was teaching me. Oh, God. But, yeah, that's what that is. But so if people start wearing those bands, that's what it's going to be, because I'll be like, you're at a wedding and you've got your green band and she's got a red band, but you talk her into it. And then she gives you the red band and you show your friends, I got a red band. That'd be code for like, I got a red band to go down on me at the wedding. That's how charming I am. She had a 6 foot
converted.
Rule. Yeah. She had a 6 foot rule. And guess what? She still went down on me and we kept the 6 foot distance. Oh yeah. I'm carrying.
I had to fold it in half.
I had to take out just enough to keep that 6 foot. That's going to turn into a sex game. But I would, that's what a, again, to go back to what Brett says, what a bunch of woke pussies. You can't just tell somebody, hey, keep your, or if you're that concerned, don't go to the wedding.
Right.
If you've got a 6 foot barrier rule.
Convention.
If you're forced to go, you're not forced anymore.
Well, at least if you have the red band, you can tell you don't have to have that.
I'd wear it just to have people leave me alone.
Exactly. That's why I think they're doing it rather than. Turning into rage.
But if they see you with a red band and you pick a group of people to hang out with, then they're going to know
you're in with a bunch of greens.
It's an antisocial.
What are you doing, man?
And then another green comes up and you're like, sorry, I'm a red. Yeah, but you're not a red with all these people. Look, dude, I just don't want to hang out with you. This is going to cause fist fights.
Someone did a survey because the pandemic has opened up. More people are traveling this summer. That means folks will be visiting family and friends out of state and staying with them. So worst things house guests can do. They made a list of the wiping their greasy hands on your sofa.
Who the hell does that?
Well, someone was talking about
the Italians don't know, but you guys.
Oh, we don't wipe our hands on there. It comes out of our skin. I mean,
you can't help it.
It's like Soul Glow and Come to America.
You got to have leather couches if you've got Italian friends.
Putting their feet on the couch with shoes on.
Oh my God. What kind of house guest does that?
Going upstairs into your bedroom without asking. Showing up with a dog without asking first.
No.
Going through your medicine cabinet. Walking in the front door without knocking.
See, that's a weird one, though, because if you have guests, and you're at home.
Right.
You can come in and out.
Yeah.
First couple times you should knock until I tell you, just come in.
walking, openly passing gas in the house.
Yeah, that's not allowed in my house, no matter what.
1 in 4 people also said that if you're there a few hours, you shouldn't use the bathroom or anything more than peeing if you have to use the bathroom in the first couple hours while you're at the house.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Don't poop at your guests.
Changing channels without asking.
So,
well, these are all the bans for people?
No. This is LGBTQ code. This is apparently a handkerchief code. If you're wearing a certain color handkerchief, and depending on whether it's on your left back pocket or your right back pocket are different things.
Okay.
So well, these are read what, some of these?
What's yeah. a soiled paper towel?
You're done.
You're done.
You've already finished up.
Yeah. The red is
taken
pretty aggressive.
Care of is that one. So I'm off the market for a couple hours.
You see, the red is pretty aggressive.
If you wear it's not a band, it's like a bandana or a thing?
Bandana, handkerchief.
And you have it in your back
all the
left.
Ones you get at KUPD events?
Yeah, all of our red bandanas you get at our things. If you put that in your left pocket or wear it on your left arm, that means you want to get fisted in the gay community. Is that real? Is this a real thing?
I've multiple sites list the entire code.
What's the red with white stripes?
Shaver or shavee.
Oh, they like to shave each other?
Yep.
And
that's
then a thing?
With a black stripe, Brady, furry bear or white bears?
Ooh, red and black. Three-handed fister? What does that mean?
What color is that?
It's dark
red. The hell away from that.
Dark red, and I will never, ever, ever wear it again. We're changing the station's colors to...
We're going
to
be the big blue radio.
Which one? To lavender. Likes drag queens.
Has taken videos. Will perform for the camera.
Just get a gray flannel because that means you own a suit.
69er.
Well, who isn't?
Yellow is, of course, what
fat
you'd
people.
Think.
Gold, well, why do you have
golden
to,
sports.
Apricot means 2 tons of fun. Do you have to wear a bandana to let people know you're fat?
Well, if you
no,
like
you're
being
a chubby
with
chaser.
Other fat.
Oh,
fats.
Well, the chubby chaser's the right pocket. Left pocket just means 2 tons of fun. We can guess that by looking.
Yeah.
The left pocket coral is suck my toes.
Shrimper? I've never heard of a shrimper.
Well, that's somebody who sucks toes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you
shrimper
really?
Or shrimper, you suck toes.
You really
toes.
Knew that.
I did know that.
I only knew that from wrestling.
I didn't know that
I learned
either.
That from a 13-year-old boy.
He's a real shrimper.
Yeah. Are you a shrimper coach? What does this mean, Jaron? Oh, you know, I heard that if you suck toes, you're a shrimper.
You're disgusting if you do that.
We get to
I think I enjoy
nasty.
Brett's like quiet hate that comes out of nowhere.
Or it's, a fan of a beige.
Brett is like we're all having fun at the dinner table. Brett's the uncle that doesn't say much, but when he does, it's
I think you're disgusting pig. Turn the channel.
My uncle at my Thanksgiving quieted the entire room. He went full Kid Rock because Thanksgiving's going. My uncle Bob, who's passed since, sitting there and we're. Watching TV, there's a bunch of people at the house, and this is years and years ago, and what's the Family Guy other show with the alien?
American Dad.
Yeah. And the alien comes on, it's like that Paul Lynn character, it's kind of, and he goes, and he hadn't said a word at all, and he's a talker, but he hadn't really gotten in with anybody. Me, my ex-wife's brother is there, I think her dad's there, nobody knows anything, and he goes, what in the world? Now we got cartoon aliens, and he used the homo F word, and everybody's like, wow, who's that guy? And I'm like, that's my Uncle Bob, and things just got weird.
It united the families.
Because we weren't sure that the son wasn't gay.
What do you think about that, Julian?
Oh, it was Julian. He's not. Turns out he likes Asian chicks. It's one or the other. You're either gay or you like Asian women. But he totally likes Asian chicks. But he... Yeah, we were all kind of
don't
like,
leave,
he
Julian.
Might be gay. We don't know, but you just offended like everyone. Not me. I'm loving this. But that's Brett.
What do we got? Aliens on TV now? Turn the channel.
He homo F word. I mean, loud. In a mixed company.
Was and that Thanksgiving? You said Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And the Thanksgiving that echoed was my buddy's place where his dad's over there and they're watching football. And I'll just say it cleared the room with his, like everything's quiet, there's a great play, and the dad goes, look at that monkey jump.
Oh, my God.
And it just, my buddy's like, oh, my God. And he just brought
it's embarrassing.
A friend over for the first time to meet the family.
Because that's your family. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's my uncle. It's like, I gotta kind of, and I had to explain to Julian and Tom, that's my Uncle Bob. I don't know him that well. He seems to have a problem with homosexuality. Like, I didn't know. Like I said, I don't know him very well.
So long, Mr. Cosell.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's why I don't like having him over anymore. Well, not Uncle Bob. He would smell terrible now. He's been gone for a decade.
But you're right. Brett's timing is just that. Everything kind of settles down. That's disgusting.
You're a sick pig if you suck toes, shrimper.
You are.
You're not a guy. You're not a
fucking guy. I hate feet. Oh, they're
I'm
gross.
Not into feet. I don't
nasty.
Think I would. I'd undo it.
No.
But I'm not like after it, you know? Like if someone's like, "Oh, this is hot, suck my toes," and I'm like,
"Gotta
right,
be,
I'll do it."
No way.
Showered up.
Oh yeah. Well, you got to be showered up to be in the situation.
I'm just
in the
picturing like the shoe comes off and these guys are digging in.
And they got them
like,
Circle K feet, you know, the ones that were all cracked and black.
I'm not
from walking
Brady. Of course, they got to be showered. I'm not like move your shopping cart.
Clarify.
I'm going to suck
just
your toes. You got to be showered up for me to even
you're
be in the situation.
Taking out the cotton spacers in between the toes.
If I'm licking any part of your body. Man, woman, or basketball kid. I'm seriously, you're clean.
I just got back from walking outside, get my toes done.
Yeah, shower up.
You just chomping on that corn on the side.
Oh, God. Yeah, you got to have clean feet. You just got to be clean. If I'm licking you somewhere, hopefully you're showered up. I'm not getting into that first. Mmm, salty.
I just got done jogging.
Oh, good. Let me lick all sorts of this. I'd love to taste you. That's a great phrase.
A new survey about, they asked people, would you keep eating food at a restaurant if you found a hair in it?
No.
Just over half of the people said they'd stop eating immediately and either send it back or just eat it. So 25% said they're grossed out by it if it was in their food, but they'll still
I can't do it. Eat it.
10% said no big deal. Hair out of the way. Go to town.
It depends on the hair. If it's like an eyelash or something, I can move it. If it's one of them long.
Isn't it two factors? Depends on the kind of hair and
curly.
The restaurant.
Yeah, so if it's like James Harden beard in there, then
James Harden. Well, that's if it's pubic.
Pubic hair all in my food. Proof my woman's been cooking nude.
I don't like the long. I think I'd take a pube over a real long one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Pube's an accident. And if it's like one pube's an accident, a bunch of pubes.
The problem with the long
that's
one.
That's when somebody's
like in waiting with the,
the
Brussels
whole,
sprouts.
Right.
And if the long one is inside and you're pulling it out
they
through
did that
the
on
stuff.
Purpose.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's intent. I think it's all intent.
On there.
I don't know. I don't mind.
I've put it to the side before.
Isn't it weird how strange we're. And I think about this because this is a meta moment. But think about like what we won't eat in a restaurant. If there's a hair in it. But how many times we've been in a woman's sewer and just hang on, hair. And we're right back into the sewer. We have strange boundaries. If someone spits
I think it'd
on
be,
you.
I think across the board it'd be safe to say that you're doing that. If it's a good pie, you're still going it. You're still going to town.
Right. Yeah, you know what? You could be right. And also with you, in your case, you're not using your hands in either situation. Just face down.
A 23-year-old guy named...
Do you suck toes, Brady?
No.
Would you?
Sure.
Yeah.
You guys are nasty.
I think I would, too.
Oh,
cleaned up. You?
I don't think so.
No? Not a toe guy?
I don't think so.
Would you let someone suck your toes?
No.
I don't think so.
You think a shrimper is dirty?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding, but you put your...
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Think about what you're willing to let her put in there.
What?
Toes? And
well, what's wrong if it's your...
You and I have talked about that.
What? The
you
toes?
Know. No, the other thing. You know, she might sneak up behind you a little bit and nom, 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 nom.
It stays like this. I wish we were on TV, not on radio, because of the face.
trying to be classy.
For that, you wear a beige handkerchief.
Is that it? That on the when are you a brown shrimper?
Oh.
No. Think about where you'll let her go, and your toes are off limits.
Oh, it's not necessarily like letting it all happen. That just happens. It's not like, but if somebody comes up and goes, hey, will you suck my toe?
It just happens.
Well, it's not like, you know, it's not like, hey, can you jump up Never mind. Never
Look,
mind.
No, go ahead.
Can you toss?
No.
Brett, there's no whoops, sorry when it comes to doing that to a dude. The salad.
What do you mean?
That's not a, oops,
it's not like I'm ordering a salad and go and stuff like
right.
that. Like, hey, go down there and.
No, but she does the toe thing.
Give
She's
me the
working.
Chicken cob.
She's
working her way working up to the hammies.
Yeah, I think you're. I'd do it.
Ugh. The glutes.
Toes are disgusting.
I don't have a thing. Like, sometimes you get on Pornhub and they'll have a whole thing about feet.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't get that. That like, it's not an exciting thing.
But that site we found that it's just showing feet pushing on gas pedals.
Yeah. Well, that's what Rex Ryan was into, the coach of the Jets.
And Googs.
He liked pictures of feet. And Googs liked to close on women's feet, which was a great story. Tom Gugliotta of the Suns used to like to. We found it on good authority from a lady who's like, hey, he likes to, when he's about to finish up, he likes you to put your feet in the air. And then.
What?
Then he rains on him. Yeah. Yeah, I've never
put your
heard
feet
of that.
In the air, wave them like you just yeah. don't care. About.
And Googs, thinks,
it's a shooting gallery.
Yeah, Googs is from downtown.
He's on fire.
Where do you want me to finish? Your feet. Yeah.
23-year-old N-Guy Lincoln Jr.
N-Guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Brett.
Yeah, is it N, or are we saying you can't say his first name?
Capital N, and then apostrophe G-A-I.
Oh, that might be like win, like nyai or something.
Oh, don't ruin it.
Lincoln
no,
Jr.
It's N-Guy.
Let Brett have his fun.
N-Guy. I'm thinking N-Guy.
Brady's found an end around.
Lincoln Jr.
Oh, okay. His last name is Lincoln?
And he's Jr. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He was mini golfing with two friends in Ocean City, Maryland
nope.
on Sunday.
Never mind. He's Asian.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's a mini golfer. And he's a junior. Oh, my God, he's not. Brady's
Whoa.
Got pictures of N-Guy.
I close my case.
Man, you should have opened with that.
That's perfect. That was a perfect presentation for Brett's sake. You're right, Brett. This needed
What's
to be on TV. What's
that guy mini golfing for?
He's got no t-shirt.
Hey,
he's got.
Everyone loves to mini golf.
No, that guy doesn't. He's
N-Guy
got
N-Guy loves
body
it.
Tattoos. I would venture to say most end guys don't golf.
Let's just say they got upset that something happened at one of the holes with his two friends, and he ended up stabbing two of his
Oh, wow.
That's more like it.
That's more like end guy.
End guy.
Brady's evidence was great.
Yeah. There's a photo of end guy.
Your Honor. I'd like to bring exhibit one.
That was that moment where the jury goes, oh.
N-Guy, exhibit one, and the only one I need. The prosecution's going to try to convince you that N-Guy is an Asian because of the golfing.
N-G-A-I.
Let's Stop go, it, Wild America.
All right. Go ahead.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. The first story, you brought this up. You saw a list of...
Sorry, I just got a great email.
The animal most likely to kill you from each state.
Yeah, this is great.
And the CDC, the CDC does the lists on it, and it's kind of crazy. Yeah. Arizona.
What would you guess? Because I saw that.
In Arizona?
What do you guess? The
rattlesnake.
It can be bugs. It can be anything. What would you think is the number one most likely to kill you animal in the state?
I'll go rattlesnake too.
Snake. Tell him, Brady.
Dogs.
Thanks, Guadalupe.
Oh
man.
Dogs. I guess that was too obvious. Yeah.
Is it obvious?
Well, yeah.
Unless things have changed, because that stat basically 26 fatal dog attacks between 1999 and 2016, which you factor that in there of the other
17
deaths
years.
From our,
so it's less. It's like 1 point something.
Yeah.
Dog deaths a year, and that's
correct.
It. So nothing else is killing at that level.
Right.
So we lose
scorpions or anything like that.
That's
huh?
what I'd figure.
Well, here's where it gets kind of crazy. Like Illinois, they list zombie coyotes. That a coyote that has rabies or something like that.
I was just going to say Southside, but
the CDC indicates that you're most likely animal-related death in Illinois is being beaten or crushed by a larger reptile. There's some problems with that because there are no reptiles in North America that are large enough. There's some lizards.
In Illinois?
But in, you know, other than alligators and American crocodiles, but neither of those live anywhere near Illinois
right.
unless you go to a zoo.
And that's where they've had their most incidents.
What are they doing? Throwing them over to fence at Brookfield Zoo? There you go.
But they don't have any.
What a shame. Well, that actually could be with your people.
Well,
another terrible, tragic accident with their wild kingdom.
But again, they don't have any instances to clarify. They're still saying there's a likelier chance.
A higher likelihood that you will be killed by a large reptile
yeah.
in Illinois than anything else.
Montana.
Like you'd think mosquitoes.
Bear. Bingo, grizzlies. And out of that, they cite in August 12, 1967, two young women were killed at their campsites.
By a bear?
Two different grizzlies.
Wow.
When I was in high school, there was a bear that killed a couple people in Yellowstone.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Not in the same camp, different spots.
I forget the other one.
Yeah, they tracked the same bear. Yeah.
It's the OJ of bears.
But dogs are up there pretty good in some other
states.
Mosquitoes in Florida.
I'd figure mosquitoes were the leader for all of it. We don't really have like the problems mosquitoes bring.
Not dying from, you're getting a malaria Lyme disease.
But they'll pass on like encephalitis and Lyme and all that kind of stuff. But ticks do Lyme disease more than mosquitoes.
True. The U.S. Coast Guard had to send a helicopter. The Kodiak-based U.S. Coast Guard helicopter rescued three adults and two small dogs on one of those big flamingo floating rafts. They went out on the ocean in the Monashka Bay in Alaska, and it caught a current floating out there. So they had to drop the helicopter in and get them off. No one hurt, but they got the three adults and two small dogs.
Joshua Mulcahy says, if shrimping is sucking toes, Kirby's future non-binary husband-wife has to call that sharking. There's no way those toes are going to be shrimps.
Whaling.
Brady? No.
Wow. You
stop
get your ass
adding
kicked
on.
Again today.
Didn't you learn yesterday when you weren't allowed to watch the game and had to watch SpongeBob because you were a jerk saying Ellie
Gante
right. about
Maybe
your daughter?
That's too big. I mean...
I brought the shoes that I missed.
How about lobster? Since that's bigger than shrimp, if you're keeping in the same.
Okay.
Station.
How about you just shut up and not stop? Joshua tells
I'm just kind of working the joke.
Don't help out. No,
can't help it.
Yeah, let me know how that excuse goes when you get home. I was just working the joke.
I ordered those size 12s that I thought were men's shoes, and it shows, and they were like women's. And I'm like, damn it, I like these. These are good ones, but they're tennis shoes, and so brought them in for Brady for Kirby Day because they'd be 10s for women. And he looks at me and goes, oh, these are sweet. Well, we'll see if they fit. And he puts them back in the box like he has no real hope. You were looking at him like.
These look a little tight already. I might be dancing in those.
You can wear those. They're nice. You wouldn't know they're women's shoes, really. They're just except for their sizes on them somewhere.
That's give you pathetic. Some of the snake stats.
That's your world, America.
Oh, sorry.
Since you were wondering. 7,000 to 8,000 people per year receive venomous snake bites in the U.S., but only about 5 of those each year are fatal.
Die.
Yeah, I think Arkansas was a snake, the copperhead.
Yeah, I'm sure that they've got snakes probably lead the way across, because they're in
but
every state.
Most of the time, it's like one death.
Right. We don't get killed a lot by wild.
According to Wikipedia, fatal snake bite was in June of 2019, Waverly, Georgia. Woman was put into a medically induced coma for several weeks until her death because she was not able to receive antivenom due to her allergies. Doctors said would have put her life at risk.
I have to think that if you were really like deer would be the number one killer.
It is in
like Pennsylvania or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, even up north when you go at dusk when you're driving from Payson to Sholo, it's a nightmare up there.
Nebraska, I think it was a cow.
Oh, because they stand on the road.
Or not only on the road, but at farms when they're in the enclosures getting crushed.
Start crushing them.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
John, that might be the most Brady butchering of a name I've ever heard. N'GAI is pronounced way.
That's what
with
I
an
thought.
H in the front. You nailed it, John. Way, not N-guy.
I do like N-guy better.
Don't wreck it. I'm going with N-guy.
If you saw the picture.
Yeah.
I'm a Brady on this one.
He's just
look,
killing
trim.
Two birds here. Yeah, it's got to be N-G anything is wha. But it's Korean.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's N-guy. I like N-guy better, too.
But not a Chinese restaurant. It's Mugu Gai Pan. G-A-I is guy.
Right, but you put an N in front of it with an apostrophe, it becomes wh sound.
N-guy.
Right, like an H is huh and T-H is th. Yeah. Same thing. You add another letter. You're doing stuff that is, you know, by itself.
Yeah.
Some C's or
I brought my Asian pronunciation in there.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Chinese. You didn't.
It's actually Mugu.
No, Brady. Is there an N in front of
it? If there's an N in front of it, it would be.
Like I just said, an H is huss out. Well, but let's go through this.
Yeah.
What is when you say concoct, the C in that? What's the sound a C makes?
A hard C.
No.
Yeah. What is cement?
Hey.
I got
it. Sir.
Yeah.
So guy by itself is G. N apostrophe G is a sound.
Changes the infricative.
Right.
It makes the G silent.
I don't know
if
it's infricative, but it's a thing. Yeah. Well, it doesn't make the
like
D sound.
Sign.
It's like wind. It's a sound.
Gotcha. Okay. End guy.
But I like end guy better.
I'm
going to call
I'm
him
going with that.
But your Mugu guy pan thing. Yeah, guy, G-A-I, sure, guy. Add an N in front of it, you got something else. I learned that from my friend Chris Huyn, N-G-U-Y. And I'm like, what's the N-G? He goes, well, who sound? And I'm like, I don't know how you guys pulled that off. Nobody's saying that. You're Najuyin.
It's kind of a cool name either way. Hua Lincoln Jr.
Huh?
Or I don't know how to say that. I don't know if it's Hua.
Yeah.
Hua.
Hua Lincoln Jr.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense. You're right. N guy is probably it. Or Nagai. Whew. Don't want to try. Don't mess
do
that,
that
one.
Up.
Don't want to mess
That's
that one.
That's why I went with the N guy.
Yeah, N guy's better. Yeah. And then a picture of a shirtless, fully tattooed guy with a giant afro playing mini golf was the, that was the sell. And stabbing people at the putt-putt. It did go in the clown's mouth. Stop stabbing me, N guy. What'd you call me?
This lady in Maryland, Ocean City, Maryland, is suing the beach because she rented one of those beach umbrellas.
Yeah.
And a gust of wind blew up and impaled her in the chest.
Ooh.
The umbrella did.
Yeah.
Oh,
so she's saying it's the rental.
It is.
Yeah, so she wants $150,000.
Yeah.
Got a record holder in Las Vegas, Courtney Olson, owner of the Girl Clothing Athletic.
A lot of R's in that.
She crushed 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds.
I saw this on the news yesterday.
Yeah.
And we got to play this. Find it on AZ Family. Her interview after is the most, it's awkward. Like what she's doing this for?
Girl.
She's got girl power, but she's doing it to prove equality.
For pride.
Nope.
I thought it was
for women. Yeah. She might be a lesbian, but she's got giant thighs. It takes like 340 pounds of pressure to crush a watermelon with your thighs.
Jeez.
She does 3 and 7
seconds.
That's
amazing.
Oh, it's pretty awesome. Because you'd think it would be easy, and then you realize maybe they are kind of tough to smash, and she smashes them. But then the interview after, and you're like, she's trying to inspire girls to do this so they can prove they're as strong as a man. But I'm like, if a man who wanted to smash watermelons, he'd do like 5 and 7 seconds. Right?
I think so.
A strong dude that's got this as a goal would eclipse that 3 mark in a heartbeat. I don't know if this is the one where this is the on the Channel 3 thing. So they actually interviewed her on Channel 3. And she went on and on. Like,
articles from 2016.
All women need.
Yeah, the one I saw her, she had a short, real short hair.
Yeah.
Buzz cut around the sides.
It should be on AZ Family. But afterwards, she's like, I want to inspire young girls to show that they're equal to men. And I'm like, by smashing watermelons with your thighs, it's kind of erotic, isn't it? I mean, it's more whorish.
Chick's got watermelon crushed thighs.
Right. I don't see that as like, well, young girls are going to get stronger because of that. I want to prove to them they can do anything a man can do. And I'm like, I've never seen a man do this or a man who wants to do this. It was weird. Anyway, it's not important. But her way of inspiring young girls is not like what Katy Perry's singing about Eye of the Tiger and stuff. It's smashing watermelons with your thighs, and I think it makes you kind of, in some weird way, sexy.
We have this OnlyFans model, Rocio Pino. She's from Mexico, and her dream job is to be on the Mexican parliament. So she's trying to get elected. And her campaign stand is a guarantee that all women we'll get free breast augmentation.
All right.
Got
my vote.
This chest pumping campaign. Basic slogan says, tease for every woman. There she is.
This is, yes.
Yeah, she's pretty solid.
Because it made her feel better about herself after she got him in there, right? Is that what's going on?
I think so, yeah.
So she's saying,
it's also, wow. And also,
giant cans on
people that have mastectomies.
And, sure.
Oh. She charges nearly 60,000 subscribers, $144 a year.
And all that money goes to breast augmentation?
OnlyFans. No, that's just...
Oh, that's just for her.
She's made her money over the year.
She doesn't just divvy it out for ladies to get new cans.
Yeah.
But she's an advocate for all... And that's better than that watermelon smashing lady, to tell young girls that the only way it works out in life is if you have a nice setup top. Otherwise, you're going to...
I agree with that.
Yeah. You can't have those pancakes. You can't go slopping around with deflateds. You got to get something together. If you're small-chested, that's okay, so long as they're not, you know, they look like a long-neck bottle's kind of poking out of your chest.
We got a couple of...
They have to be nice for your life to be better. That's a fact. And every woman knows that her breast augmentation wouldn't be the billion-dollar business it is. Life's better with a better set of cans. True?
You got my vote.
Yeah. Fact, right?
We got
like,
a couple
like of- it is for a man. Like, life's better if you've got an average-sized dork. Average and beyond. Yeah. But if you're beneath it, you need to strengthen up. Because women always say size doesn't matter, but it does if it's too small, and it does if it's too big. So size does matter.
Couple of radio videos. The first one, this is a little soccer match that was going on in England, mm-hmm. but they're dropping some of the old nuclear
stacks. Yeah, they're
stacks.
Right next to a... Whoa, wait a minute. That's not real.
Oh, yeah. They'll show it from the other side now.
They took down an entire nuclear power plant?
It hadn't been going for a while.
All so four of them went in one
yeah,
try?
Yeah, now they'll show from the other angle. Watch.
Holy cow. They took down every stack. Boy, that is
look
just...
Look how clean that is.
That's got to be...
I mean, as far as
of
dropping.
Poison. There's no way those stacks are clean.
Well, they showed the soccer players after.
They're all dead.
Just had just bubbles out of their heads and tumors.
Well, that's nerve-wracking.
NBCLA.
Whoa.
Someone posted this on Instagram, a little high-speed car chase. And at the end of it.
Whoa! They pit rolls
over.
Man.
Now, the guy is hanging out of the backside. Here's something that's a little. The cop car comes up here. Boom!
Yes!
That guy's awesome!
Good move. I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't go high-speed chase.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
And you shouldn't be hanging out of the back of a car on a freeway anyway. That's the chances you take.
I think he just missed him, though.
The cop car comes
up. Because the guy, he hits it. Yeah, hey, what's that about?
The dude's trying to get out of the back of the car. The cop, he's fed up with him.
Don't want him to escape.
Look at that. Look how many people were in jeopardy because this idiot.
I know.
So good. I hope he got hit by the front end of that cop car. And that cop had to drive the wrong way on the freeway to get to him. So you put all those people at risk, you deserve to get smashed by the front end of a cop car.
This is a good little bike riding video. The guy is in the woods, and you can see the bear off to the side as he starts riding.
He's on a mountain bike.
Yeah, it goes for a little over a minute.
He's
but
in the woods.
Now, he catches on the side of the helmet cam, right
there. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's coming in. That's
now
a big
watch.
One, too.
It doesn't stop, so he keeps going.
Oh, he's flying.
And he's looking back, and you can see it back there.
It's chasing him.
Yeah.
And top speed on a mountain bike average on a flat part is going to be about 15 miles an hour.
Sure, but and then you have to look back to see if he's still going.
He's
going to
tree, isn't he?
Still back there.
Oh, my God.
Now watch what happens.
He's catching him. You can't keep this up.
Gaining a little bit.
Oh, this is horrifying.
And now he comes upon a downed tree on the trail.
Gotta jump that. Oh, no. Ooh, this is going to be... Is he get eaten, Brady?
It's coming up right here.
Oh, he's got to carry the bike over.
He bails.
Oh, man.
Starts running over there. Now, I'll hide behind this tree.
Oh, that's a skinny little tree. This is a terrible hiding place.
But check out the last view. Here's the bear.
Where is he?
He's on the trail right there.
He's like 20 feet away.
Big grizz. And then a guy... A couple of shots were fired.
All right. Wow. That's a grizz, too. That's the big boy. Oh, man, I'm not doing any riding
the
there.
The bear took off with his pivot bike, too.
Yeah, well, he knows. Jeez Louise. With a pivot, that bear's pretty boozy. He's not one of the meth head bears. He stole my pivot bike. Hey, by the way, did we get a look at that biker's bike? Is that my bike from last year?
Yeah.
My eyes open all the time for that thing. There you go. Well, that's that. Well done, Brady.
End guy.
End. Let's go shrimping.
No.
No. I'll do it.
No.
Is she a pig?
Yeah. She's letting you suck her toes. Yeah.
No, that doesn't make her a pig. She's just up for anything.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like John Jay now.
What is that? It's not gay.
Whoa, it's a woman. It's a woman.
I didn't say it was gay either. You said it.
That's on you.
You said gay when you said John Jay. Synonymous. We'll give you that word. You can text over 97936 if you want to try
is it
to
end guy?
You know what? Yes, it is. That's what we're doing today.
All right.
Do apostrophes count?
No apostrophe, just...
Just N-G-A-I. We'll go with it. N-guy is today's word because we have to learn different cultures and putt-putt golf criminals. N-guy is today's word. 97936. You can qualify by texting that, and we'll draw somebody a little after 9 o'clock. And when we do it, you get yourself a $50 gift card to Von Hansen's Steak and Spirits. Plus... tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco. Better yet, you're right there in the finals. You can get drawn to be in the finals for the Man Cave upgrade from Prestige Billiards, Modelo Especial, and Ace Hardware. We're giving you all sorts of good stuff right there. Check it out at 98kupd.com. Text NGUY.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe. 97936. Good luck to all of you.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.